Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. Ramadan Mubarak. So funny story, I recorded this amazing podcast. Well, amazing to me, amazing everything. I spoke everything I had in my heart because I just randomly wanted to pick up the mic and record a podcast. But guess what? It wasn't even recording. Just for me to play back the tape, and it was just muted. No voice, no anything. Just the intro and then just silence. Oh God. It was disappointing, but I was like, of course I'm gonna do it again because the devil is a liar and he ain't here. So why would I not record again? So hopefully this records. If it doesn't, then I'm just gonna take it as God's will that I'm not gonna put out an episode. But if you're listening to this, that means that God does want me to post this and he wants you to hear my voice tonight or from wherever you're listening to this. So welcome, Ramadan Mubarak. As I said in the beginning of the podcast, I hope all of you are having an amazing Ramadan. Your ibadahs are going well, you're making du'as, and you're impacting and learning more. You're educating yourself this Ramadan. It is currently Tuesday, the 2nd of April. We are 4 days into Laylatul Qadr, and we have approximately, my math is not mathing, 6 more days until Ramadan comes to an end. I'm sad. So sad, but at the same time, I'm so excited that I, alhamdulillah, got to experience this Ramadan. May Allah allow us to see the end of this Ramadan, and may He allow us to experience more of it. I don't know if we've already experienced Laylatul Qadr or we're about to, but whenever I feel like posting this podcast, which hopefully would be a few hours after recording, I hope that you guys listen to it and you impact on it. So I just decided to spontaneously pick up the microphone because I wanted to share some 2 cents of what I've learned this Ramadan. And I have so much to tell you guys, so much I've learned, so much I've evolved, so much of things that I've learned about myself and about what I want to put out into the world, universe, into existence, speak into existence, and also put out on the podcast. So a lot of emotions have been felt this past few months actually. A lot of things have been brought to light, and a lot of social, I'm like a caterpillar, I'm more socially active with the world, and it's baffling how I've evolved as a person, and it's actually really scary, but at the same time, it's very fun to see how we all evolve and we change, and how someone who you've spoken to like a month ago can go from one person, but then change comes and just a month or even 2 weeks later, the person is completely different, because that's how change is. Change doesn't wait for anyone. It just comes at an unexpected time, and it happens, and then you don't know what's going to happen next, and that's change. That's the will of Allah, like you growing and experiencing things. This Ramadan is so different from the last Ramadan because last Ramadan was amazing for me because I started the podcast then. I evolved. I decided that I wanted to do something better for myself. You know, I decided that I wanted to be a better Muslim and to give my religion an actual shot, to be a better person and to evolve, and to evolve myself into and wrapping myself into the works of a religion that is my entire life, focusing on the hereafter and not just on this dunya, you know, in the akhirah. This dunya is a test and it's temporary, and for me to understand that, it took a while for me to decide to pray my 5 daily prayers. I was praying today and I realized that it's been a total of 1 year and few weeks since I started praying consistently more. Like before, I just wasn't praying as much as I used to. I'd pray because it was something that my mom told me that it's like you have to do it. It was like a chore to me. But praying now is something that I find pleasure and I find an honor to do, because like to be able to pray my 5 daily prayers, it's like something that a lot of people don't even know the luxury of being able to do that, you know. And to be able to do that in a place that's clean, that has a solid ground on a prayer mat with a hijab. Some people literally take material cloths and sew them together and to make a wrap for themselves to be able to pray. And alhamdulillah, I have a sewn hijab and a sewn and a prayer mat waiting for me to use it, yet I neglected it for so long. No, as much as it's a shame what I like turning my back on my religion, at the same time it took me a while to find it, because I love and commend reverts, because they come into this religion with a mindset that they are fresh and they know the reason why they're doing this. They know and connect on Allah on a deeper level, more deeper level than us who were born Muslims, because we were just born into the religion and Allah calls you to the religion. Forget if you're a revert, forget if you're a Muslim. Honestly, you were called to a religion. We might as well all be reverts at this point for people who are turning back to the deen, because you didn't know what was, you just knew you were Muslim and you were born this way. You just didn't know what Islam was. You don't know what being a true Muslim is until you come into the deen. Until this day, I still don't fully have a lot of information. Every single day, I'm learning more and more and more about my deen. That's the whole point about the deen. You keep learning, you keep evolving, you keep educating yourself about the deen, because it's a never-ending train. Until the day you die, even on your deathbed, you will learn something new about the deen, because that's the deen for you. You know? So never feel afraid to challenge yourself. The deen is easy, but at the same time, it's hard, because the world is changing and it's making things that are supposed to be easily haram into like halal things. When it's not, someone that will look at you and tell you that music is halal. Music is not halal. Let's make the one thing clear, crystal clear right now. Music is haram. It is forbidden in our religion. We all know this, but we delude ourselves because of culture. I grew up, I'm a Nigerian, and my culture is food and music. We grew up knowing that music is one thing that is with us and is imbibed with us. For all the people out there, culture, unculture, music is just something that's been in our world order for a long, long time. And it's never going to leave because it's evolving each and every day. But that's the challenge we're going to be facing in the future when we eventually have our own kids. How are we going to dissociate music from them? How are we going to tell them, no, this is wrong, when everyone is saying, yes, this is right? It's wrong, but we just have to try and pray to God, that we pray to Allah that we have kids who can dissociate right from wrong. Because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters. Doesn't matter if you were raised in a gutter or raised in the trenches or raised in the richest and most in the White House or wherever you were raised from, that's whatever. All that matters is you know what is right and what is wrong and what you were put on this earth for. You were put on this earth to worship Allah and to be tested, to be called to Jannah. You need to earn your spot in Jannah. You can't just be expected to give a free pass to Jannah. That's not how it works. Our ancestors, our father, Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and our mother Hawa alayhi salam, radiallahu anha, they both were put in this world because of the mistake that they made. But we are living proof that no matter how much mistakes you make, Allah still is the all forgiving. He forgives us for every error that we make, and we make errors every day. I was sitting down on my bed randomly and I was talking to my friend and I was telling her how Allah is Ar-Rahman and Rahim. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, He's the all forgiving. He's Al-Malik. He is the king of all kings and he is the all forgiven. Imagine if Allah didn't forgive us for every little minor thing that we see as minor sins that we do, lying, gossiping, doing all these tiny little things that makes our us bad human beings. If we didn't ask for forgiveness and he didn't forgive us, do you know how our lives would be right now? We'd all be damned to hell, because we'd all be sinners, because we are not perfect. We are all human and we all make mistakes, you know? So reflecting on all those things, they made me really think about it. And a lot of us, alhamdulillah, have changed and we're evolving and we're loving our deen even more. But we need to do much, much more than this. We need to be here for each other. We need to be here as one because we are one ummah at the end of the day. And we need to support each other and pray for each other that we evolve. You know, for those people who are looking for spouses this Ramadan, me included, that is not an ad. I'm not like that. I'm just saying, like, as you would all know, like, I pray that we all find the best of spouses that would lead us all back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and would he or she would be a gateway for us to learn more about our Lord and to gain much, much more, because that's what a spouse is supposed to be, your inner peace, someone that's going to give you peace when the whole world is in chaos. You know, and I hope that whatever tragedy or whatever inconvenience, whatever like issue that's going on in your life, I hope that Allah brings you out of it and I hope you learn from it, because everything is a test at the end of the day. He puts us in situations and he pushes us against the wall to see whether or not we would turn back to him. That is the point. And it is so hard for us to say, when things are good, to say alhamdulillah, it's so good. But when it's bad, do we really, really believe that? Or are we just saying that so that people would believe we're saying it? Or we can delude ourselves into believing it when we truly don't believe it ourselves. Because a lot of times we preach, trust in Allah, trust in Allah. Do you truly trust in him? Do you truly give him everything? Ask yourself that question. That's the first question you should be asking yourself. When push comes to shove, when things get hard, when everything seems to be going wrong and the world turns its back on you, are you going to trust Allah? Are you going to give him everything? Or are you just going to say alhamdulillah and move on? And in your heart, you truly know that you don't trust him? That's the question, the hard-hitting questions we should be asking ourselves as a ummah, as a society, and as a Muslim. You know, as a whole. So, I just wanted to come on here and give my two cents. As I said, I have a little lot of things to share with you guys. And I really hope that this Ramadan, the remaining days of Ramadan that we have, is amazing for you guys. We've lost a lot as an ummah. We are hurting. We are still hurt. A part of us is bleeding every day, is dropping dead every day. And I, as I said in the previous podcast, boycott as much as you can. I know it's hard. I recently found out some brands that I love, also, even though I can't afford them, also are supporting Israel. And as hard as it is, I'm not just gonna support those people because I love the brand. Absolutely not. So boycott as much as you can, donate as much as you can, and most importantly, pray as much as you can. If you can't do any of these two, the least you can do is pray. The most you can do is pray. Prayer, dua is the most important out of the two things I just told you right now. So pray for your brothers and sisters in Gaza and Palestine. Pray for the people of Afghanistan. Pray for the people of Sudan and Nigeria too, because a lot of things are happening there. Pray for every country that you feel is going through something and you feel like you have a voice and you feel like you can pray for them. Pray for them and pray that they come out of this stronger and they learn a lot more, healed, and they're coming out of this with a sense of community and family. Alhamdulillah, we are coming to an end of the podcast. With that being said, I really hope that all your ibadahs are being answered, and I really hope that this Ramadan gives you a sense of guidance and wholeness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you to whatever path he has laid out for you, and may you be able to accept it fully with an open heart, and may you be able to accept him in your heart. Open your heart, and truly and only then will you find happiness. This is coming from someone who's been feeling lost for her entire life. I truly have not felt this sense of happiness until I started opening up myself to Allah. Then you will know the solutions to all of your problems is only when you leave everything in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're listening to this podcast on, I hope you have an amazing rest of your night, day, evening. I'm recording this at night, that's why I say night first. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, your weekend, wherever. And with that being said, Assalamu alaikum.